Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Kendall County adjourned June meeting of this Tuesday, September 6th, 2016, at 6 p.m. Please call the roll.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Kokol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Approval, I'd like a motion for approval of the previous month's minutes, please.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Correspondence and communications from our county clerk.
I don't have anything.
Special recognition of anyone?
I have something.
Speak.
I would like to recognize the Wisconsin Badgers.
I rise to a point of order.
I don't know.
I was there. I was in Packerland. I was first time ever been there. It was like going to Rome, going to the Basilica.
It was a commendable job.
Thank you. Citizens to be heard. Please come up and state your name. We don't need your address. Yes, that would be.
And you said you want an address as well?
No.
Oh,
we don't
all right.
need one.
Perfect. First of all, thank you all. My name is Kim Baird. A few of you are familiar with me, and I'm a former volunteer with Kendall County Animal Control. I volunteered multiple hundreds of hours and dollars to this facility over the past few years. On July 12th of this year, I reached out to Mr. Worley on behalf of a group of around 10 distressed volunteers, former employees, and current employees with several pages of concerns, complete with examples that he had with Laura Fossen being the director of KCAC. During that conversation, Mr. Worley told me that he appreciated us coming forward with this information, and to not have come forward would have been almost unethical. His words, not mine. He assured me that our concerns would be handled discreetly by himself and Mr. Wilkins. He promised, again, his word, that no one would be fired for coming forward. Well, on July 23rd, after working 6 hours of my Saturday at the Clear the Shelter event at Kendall County Animal Control, I was called while on the premises and fired by Laura Fossen. She said I had breached my volunteer contract and needed to leave the premises immediately. When I politely asked for an example of said breach, Laura could not provide even one. She said I knew what I had done and was no longer welcome to volunteer. She said it was her decision, and both Jeff Wilkins and Jeff Worley, the head of the Animal Control Board, supported her. When I and several other volunteers called Mr. Worley to find out what had happened given his earlier commitments to us, he never returned any phone calls. 2 days later, I got a one-sentence email that said that after reviewing our concerns, Mr. Wilkins and himself would support the leadership of Laura Fossen. No one ever reached out to any other volunteers, former employees, or current employees who shared the concerns I had brought forth. Mr. Worley didn't even have the common decency to circle back with me on his decision prior to my termination. We then brought Mr. Shaw into the loop on 7/25. He indicated that he was out of town on vacation, but he had called me upon his return. After repeated attempts to contact him, he had Valerie McLean tell us that our concerns were out of his jurisdiction, and all we could do at this point was show up to public board meetings and voice our concerns in the 5-minute comment portion on the agenda.
You have a total of 5 minutes to speak to us, by the way.
They weren't going to meet with us or reach out to us individually. I have moved out of the area, so I had to take time off work and drive almost 2 hours to attend this meeting, and then I'll turn around and drive 2 hours home. It was important enough for me to get my 5 minutes and make Mr. Worley and Mr. Shaw look me in the eye and accept responsibility for letting the volunteers, employees, Kendall County constituents, and most importantly, the current and future animals of KCAC down. You fired a whistleblower. That's what you did, plain and simple. If our concerns weren't valid, why a few sudden changes? When we said part-time employees were stressed and working well over 40 hours per week for extended periods of time without full-time pay and benefits, two more part-time employees were hired in August, and Laura is showing up to work more often. When we let you know about less than professional Facebook posts on Laura's page, that our rescue partners could see and could also be tied back to the KCAC and Moore Facebook page. Suddenly, the questionable posts are deleted and her account went from public to private. What about how poorly she treated the volunteers and the public? I have a voicemail saved from one volunteer that sums it up. I'd be happy to play it, but I'd be concerned he might get fired too. He said, "Kim, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Laura. Someone sure rattled her timbers. I've had several other volunteers tell me she is making an effort to be much nicer now. These are certainly a few small steps in the right direction to at least save KCAC's appearance to the public, and I'm happy my firing wasn't completely for naught. My being fired is of small consequence since my move 2 hours away was impending anyway, but you certainly did make an example out of me to intimidate others from coming forward, even if they try to go through the proper channels. You should all, including Mr. Wilkins, be ashamed and embarrassed both personally and professionally for your handling of the situation. Mr. Worley, you are especially not to be trusted and are not a man of your word." I'll close by reading the letter of recommendation, and I'd be happy to provide as many additional names and phone numbers you'd like as references to prove I'm a level-headed, rational, yet passionate volunteer who is not intimidated by Laura Possett. I'm a dedicated volunteer, and you fired me for no other reason than stepping forward with valid concerns that you'd prefer to sweep under the rug until your seats are up in November. I worked at Kendall County Animal Control from January 2012 to September 2014 as a kennel tech. I have also worked at several other organizations, and I have extensive experience with animals, animal organizations, and volunteers. During the 2.5 years I was employed at KCAC, I worked with Kim Baird. I found Kim to be kind, reliable, passionate, dog savvy, and an energetic young woman with integrity. In the heat, rain, cold, snow, Kim came to walk the dogs, play with them, teach them commands, comfort them, clean up their messes, provide them clean water, bedding, toys. Through her interactions with the dog, Kim was able to provide critical insight into each dog's personality and also identified possible medical issues which KCA staff might have otherwise overlooked. She was a strong advocate for each and every dog. Besides the KCAC staff, Kim Baird was the only volunteer to step forward to offer to foster some of the dogs. Kim and her beloved dog, Sophie, mentored and socialized.
You've reached your 5 minutes. Thank you for your comments. Is there any new business to be discussed?
Oh, I think there's some more public comments.
Yeah. Oh, well, come on up.
You just see my name. I'm Dorothy Barman. I am a former employee at KCAC and am a current volunteer there. Kim has been a volunteer at KCAC long before I started there. Kim is a pleasure to work with. She is great with all the animals. All the animals love her and trust her, which is extremely important. Kim will go the extra mile in helping to socialize the animals and work on behavior issues as well as training. She will do whatever task you ask her to do. Her commitment to the shelter and animals is unparalleled. Never once have I witnessed Kim being disrespectful to the staff or visitors to the shelter. On the day that Kim was fired, which was National Clear a Shelters Day, she had worked hard organizing the event, making the process run smoother, helping all the visitors and staff, showing animals to potential adopters, and once again showing her commitment and dedication to KCAC. It was a shock towards the end of the day that the director called and fired her. You don't have someone volunteer their time and energy during the biggest adoption event of the year and then fire them toward the end of the event. Kim, a volunteer, showed up for the event, but the director was absent. Kim has never been disrespectful towards KCAC or visitors. She is a true professional and was fired for being a whistleblower, which is unlawful. In order to fire someone, you need to document events and warn the person. Where are all the documented incidences of being disrespectful? Kim is an intelligent, compassionate, kind, dedicated, loyal, hardworking individual and has dedicated hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteer hours to KCAC. If there was something wrong, it should have been addressed when she first started, not years later. She wanted to help the animals and the staff by bringing to the attention of the Kendall County board members many of the deplorable issues going on at KCAC. KCAC lost a valuable asset by firing Kim. She is irreplaceable. You have to question, why is there so much turnover with staff and volunteers at KCAC? What is going on at KCAC? Thank you.
Thank you. Next. No one else? All right, thank you, ladies. Now we will go into new business. Is there any new business coming in front of the board? This is your fault, by the way, making that statement.
My fault.
All right, old business.
I'm not on that committee.
Is there any old business? Hearing none, racing none into standing committee reports, administration HR.
We need a motion to approve the release of the May 7th, 2015 executive session minutes.
Second.
Discussion.
Standard review of minutes, of executive session minutes, and that was the only one that we wanted to release. Then I have one other thing after we get done voting on this one.
Roll call.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore, yeah, Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
And I'm not sure procedurally, we would like to pull the minutes from the meeting on the 23rd. They are inaccurate and incomplete, so we will be reviewing those as a committee and approving corrected ones at our meeting on Thursday. And so I don't want to, they haven't been approved yet by the committee, so I don't want to have them approved by all of us until we've had a chance to correct them. I don't know if I do that now or if I wait until 11H when we approve all of the minutes.
Do it now.
Okay, so I will make a motion then to pull these minutes from the packet.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
9-1?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that's it for us. Thank you.
Highway Committee, Mr. Kokol.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything for you. The subject that is on there, we will be discussing at our next highway meeting, so I don't have anything else. For highway.
You don't want to approve the low bid?
No.
Okay. Why is that?
We're going to discuss it at the highway committee coming up.
Oh, it hasn't gone through your committee?
Right, exactly.
Well, it's the summer doldrums, I guess. All right, economic development, who would that be?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We met August 26th. We went over the loans that we have out now. We got an update from the KEDA group, which is the Village of Oswego, Village of Montgomery, Sandwich, Plano, and all the other EDCs in between. And just kind of learned what was going on in the different communities, some businesses that are closing over in Oswego and those that are opening in other places as well. Manufacturing Day, the official day is October 7th. We do want that recognized by the county board, and we'll be doing that in October. So that was about it. Everybody's paying their bills, so I was happy about that. And the loans that we have out. Minutes are in the packet.
Any questions for Mr. Kokol about the spiraling up economic development? Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. We have the claims. I would move we approve the claims in the amount of $816,378.25 and grand jury claims in the amount of $750.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, roll call. I'm sorry. Elizabeth.
Was that removing the item that we discussed at Finance Committee?
Yeah, that was the same amount we forwarded.
Okay. Thank you.
Not to exceed amount.
What?
Your 750 is not to exceed. That's not the exact amount. Are you approving $750 or an amount not to exceed $750?
Motion was to approve both those items.
Okay.
No, that's not what he said. He wanted to...
What I wanted to make sure was that the $750 was not to exceed $750.
It's actually $750 on the spot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And the other one is $816,378.25 to the cent.
I won't have any...
Can I second?
Eric, you did your duty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very commendable. Judicial, legislative...
Nope, we gotta vote.
Hey, we gonna vote on it?
Oh, my God, you got me all shook up.
Roll call.
What? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
So just an update, we have not set any budget hearings. I'm anticipating we may set some of those dates at our meeting next. I'm getting confused. We're meeting next Thursday, so we'll probably have some hearings set up for later this month, or maybe early next month.
What's the drop dead date on that?
On the budget?
Mm-hmm.
The last business day of the fiscal year, which I think is November 30th this year. Unless that's a holiday or something.
A date to remember.
Date, which will live in for me.
We'll leave that alone. All right, now, we've done everything we needed to do. Judicial, legislative, whose committee is that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to, for the approval of the corrected July 27th, 2016 committee meeting minutes.
You have a second?
Second.
What was corrected?
I believe it was somebody's name was spelled wrong, actually.
Oh, was that from the ones from the last meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I remember the discussion.
But they don't know how to spell your last name yet?
No, I think it was one of the persons in attendance.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm getting picky.
All right, we have to do a roll call on this, we better. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Colkel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a resolution increasing the court automation fee collected by the circuit clerk to $25 from $15, effective October 1st, 2016.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Purcell?
Oh, I defer to Mr. Prochaska.
I was just gonna say, this was brought to us by our county circuit clerk for, to increase our fee so we can keep drawing upon for salaries from the court automation fund, given the fact that there is several unfunded mandates coming to us from Springfield on, in the court automation arena.
Again?
Yes.
What's wrong, Doug?
The circuit clerk would like to elaborate. I believe she is in the audience.
Well, we always like to see Robin come up.
I thought I was gonna get away without having to talk.
No, no, no.
Okay, what was the question? Do you have a question? Oh, the mandates?
Yes, the mandates.
About the...
He has questions, I have questions too.
Don't be shy, boy.
Okay, well, what they, right now, I just have a little information.
Oh, that's not nice of you.
They're mandating electronic filing right now, starting January of 2017, where we don't have a choice. We have to, we can't accept any filings over the counter. It all has to be electronic. So that's the first start. There's rumors that It's gonna keep going. Next will be criminal e-filing, and then it's gonna be e-record where the courtroom has to be all animated. Not animated, but automated. You know what I meant.
We can share and make it animated.
So that's just the start. So I, in the little packet I gave you, I submitted the 2017, the budget, what we estimated. We're in a deficit for court automation and for dock storage. And then I also included the 2016, what the funds are as of now, which is also a deficit.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly, Mr. Copel.
Mr. Prochaska, I thought we discussed this at judicial, and we were gonna go with the court automation one, not the document storage. Why'd we put the third one on?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Mr. Prochaska.
Everything did go to finance per the request of the committee.
Okay.
And the committee, and then I believe the finance committee added the dock storage one to it.
But it was my understanding, and maybe the dock storage had plenty of money in the fund.
If you look at the packet for dock storage, there is, let's see, that one's court automation.
Which one?
What page are you on?
If you look at, it's probably the very last page.
Last page.
So right now, I'm just looking at, we do have funds, but right now, so far, we've made $106,516.79, and so far we spent $176,472. If this keeps up, that balance is gonna go away. Right now, we have six individuals taken out for salaries for dock storage, and also our temps are under that.
So how much do you have? Is this the 688,000?
The 688 is what is right. But right now it looks like, you know, right now we're 70,000 deficit as of today, or as
for this
of,
year.
For this year so far.
So you're gonna cut into that 688,000.
So,
I guess my next question is to Mr. Purcell, what was the conversation at finance to add that on?
Well, Mr. Copel, that's a very good question.
Because there's $688,000 in there.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So do we need to raise that?
There were considerations raised on both sides of the argument. It was some discussion was in favor of it, some discussion was opposed to it. What we did agree is that we would bring it forward and let the board decide.
After a few
years.
Well,
at judicial, if I remember right, we were going to. I know the judicial committee kiboshed it.
I wasn't at that meeting, so I can't speak to that.
I know that
Mr.
committee.
Mr. Worley?
I'm good. I just wanted to get those numbers out.
Yeah, it's just, and I'm not opposed or against it right this second, but a point of order. Once it goes into committee and it gets shot down, how does it go to, why do you bring it back up in finance and decide that you can bring it? Man, how did that happen? I thought when you
We sent all of the fees, including the circuit clerk's fee study, to the finance.
So even though it was denied in your committee?
Once it leaves my committee's hand, my committee has no more jurisdiction over that issue.
So again, point of order. Once it dies in a committee, it gets brought up by another committee and gets put back on?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But evidently, this new breed over here thinks so. So maybe they can edify us.
We need to have those minutes because I don't think.
All right.
I don't know that you can do that.
I think the way
he
is explaining
this
it
is
that, Mr. Kreider. If I may, thank you, Chairman, is that the committee and their recommendation was forwarded to the Finance Committee for a recommendation. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I said, and that's what my understanding was and what the committee's action was for the dock storage.
It passed out of committee.
Which makes it different than forum shopping.
No, it did not. Number three did not pass out of committee.
No, court automation passed out of committee. Dock storage did not pass in judicial. but we did forward all the fee study and all information to finance for review.
Still failed.
Yeah.
I commit.
Yes, you did.
Another committee picked it up and decided to champion the cause. I'd love to see Robert's report. I don't think you can do that. But if I'm wrong, I'm not saying that it's a bad deal or whatever.
Well, Purcell's responsible solely for any deficit that we have here, as I'm concerned.
Number two came through the committee.
Right.
With flying colors, and that's what I assumed was gonna be here only.
Are you interrupting me here when I was speaking at the floor?
You weren't speaking, sir.
You like chairing the committees that you got? Judy?
Can switch.
Matthew, can you enlighten the board what the conversation was at the committee level on that dock storage one?
On the dock storage, we're discussing court automation right now, but I can go to the dock storage once that comes up. We can just get through the court automation one, which we are currently discussing. And then if that is will of the chairman, then we can discuss the dock storage one when that comes up.
Well, now you've got me confused, and it very seldom ever happens, but.
I'm confused too at this point.
Are you confused?
I'm really confused.
All right.
I'm not in either one of these committees, so I have no idea what happened.
Mr. Greider?
I have a question apart from the discussion on whether or not the document storage fee should be here.
Yeah, because we're not really, I guess we're not supposed to be talking about that.
Wait a minute. Let's stay with one, because we started out with the automation.
Yes.
Let's get it out of the way, then let's get into the discussion of the dock, please.
The motion is for the court automation fee, just to bring it back in here. And one of the questions that we've had, one of the things that we've discussed is that we don't want to add more on the traffic fee, because our concern is that things and getting that for speed base. On your first page of the handout that you just gave us, it shows traffic at $15, and if they go to court, $5 if they don't go to court.
Correct.
In the actual resolution, it just says, it just has the $5 amount. That's further recommended document storage.
It's pretty much the same wording.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Further recommended that the court automation fee for any traffic ordinance or conservation fee satisfied without the court appearance should remain at $5. It doesn't, unless I'm overlooking, it doesn't mention the $15 fee. You know what I'm saying?
It's saying $5 if it doesn't need to go to court, otherwise it's $25.
Oh, so you do want it to go to $25?
Yes.
So, Mr. Purcell, then that's the motion, item two that we're voting on, right? Mr. Purcell?
May I follow up on that point, Mr. Greider? Why do we differentiate between a person who's going to court and a person who decides they don't need to go to court for the same violation, particularly if they're found innocent? How does that work?
Why the difference in fees?
Yeah, it's the same violation.
Same violation, but there's no court time, no court personnel. It doesn't take up the court's time. It's the exact wording that it was in the last resolution.
Okay, and I know the answer to this, I don't remember. If a person is found not guilty, do they still pay the fees? Or they still do pay the fees?
Yes.
Okay, so if a person's found
not guilty.
Well,
if they're found not guilty and they don't have to,
they
waive all the fees.
I don't know how it works, of course. I haven't been in court long.
I mean, that's up to the judge. If you look at the traffic cases, just look under traffic for, we'll just say the $15 ones. There were only, out of the 795 total, only 324 had to pay the 15. I mean, it's, well, I looked into every single case for you. I didn't read everything. I just looked to see what was paid. Could have been waived. It could have been, I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, are you?
I just want to clarify.
Lynn?
So, this first motion that we have is the one that passed out of judicial legislative?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to be sure.
Well, can I get that clarified? I thought the statement earlier was these were forwarded to finance, but now they were passed at committee? I wasn't there, so I really don't know.
You weren't at your own committee meeting?
No, I wasn't at the judicial meeting.
Mr. Pachet?
My recollection is that we recommended approval of board automation, and then we sent it to finance for, with all the other fees for, in Robin's fee study for consideration and review.
Is anybody else there that wants to?
There it is, action item for the county board, approval of an increase of court automation fee from $15 to $25 per case filing. Is this what you're looking for?
Just the one, though.
That's the one we got the motion on.
Thank you, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Very good. So can we have a roll call now?
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
10-0. And next is?
Mr. Chairman, in light of the confused procedural situation on this one, I would like to make a motion.
Wait a minute.
Refer that back to judicial for its, for that committee to dispose with as it sees fit.
Mr. Davidson, you have a.
I believe if somebody goes back to the minutes, there was only four members of the committee there, and it was a 2-2 tie. And rather than having not a tiebreaker of five, we talked about letting it go to, sending it on to finance and see if where it went to. There was no, because of the tie, I don't know.
Those are Robert's rules right there.
I understand that.
Is this the one in the heavy black type that said with a deadlock vote this motion failed?
Are those the minutes we just voted on?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well,
Matt, they're your
minutes. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Just remember, there's six people. There's six people that are coming out of the general fund out of this, and our finance chairman is, for the last umpteen years I've been around him, is crying that the general fund is only $1.4 million in the hole. So this would be a way to take some of the burden off the general fund, but we'll send it back to committee.
So
you can't use that money.
Understanding or trying to figure out your sarcasm, do you not want to send it back to committee?
Well, I really think it'd be best.
That's a motion. There's a little second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Who seconded it?
I'll second it.
All right.
What was the motion?
To send it back.
To pull it and send it back
to
committee.
Kick you out of the meeting.
To which, yeah. That's fine. Which meeting?
Judicial.
All right.
Even though it failed?
That's where it had its issues. That's where it's going back.
It should be dead, but.
All right. We have to roll call this one.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Already been defeated.
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Sure.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
8-2.
8-2 in favor?
Yes.
So procedurally, Mr. Prochaska, can you put this back on your agenda since it's already been defeated according to the minutes we just approved, the ones that you had amended?
It would only be able to be brought back again according to Robert's rules by a motion to reconsider.
Well, we've already had the subsequent meeting after this meeting, and that's the only time you can bring it back to reconsider.
Unless it
unless you change the minutes or something like that. I mean, you're the Robert Drill expert, and you're the one who always tells me it has to be the subsequent meeting.
We can bring it back after December 1st.
Unless it has substantial change or after December 1st.
Substantially changed. $15.50.
All right.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
We're lying.
Because you're golfing.
Is Robin done?
Yes.
Sorry, Rob, you're done.
Sorry, Robin. That's the penalty for being an elected official.
Not elected yet.
And show up.
That's right. I stand corrected.
Run now.
Well, I'm gonna vote for it. Oh, all right. Animal control.
Animal control, met August 17th. We discussed, we're fully staffed, adoptions are going well. The permit, I understand we just got our permit today from the city of Yorkville, so we're gonna be able to move forward on the trailer. So Jeff, you're gonna be in contact with the trailer company to let them know that they can start on the work. That should be coming to us fairly soon. Jim was gonna get a price on getting a temporary fence to be able to take the fencing down that we need to move that. Financially, we're doing fine. And we started working on the budget. And the budget looks good. Questions?
Yeah, I have a question. What is that feral cat program?
There's been a concern over in Boulder Hill. There's a lot of cats running around. Some of them belong to people and some don't. And a gentleman contacted me who had a cat come out of the garage with the gentleman that was in the garage and attacked his dog. He had a small dog. Mm-hmm. And was very concerned about it. And evidently there are no statute or rules. There are a lot of rules about dogs, but not too many about cats. So the feral cat program is something that we might be able to get funding on to be able to bring them in and neuter them and then let them back out into the public. So we're looking at that program right now.
Okay, thanks.
Any more questions for animal control, Mr. Worley? All right. Racing ahead, health and environment, Judy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee met on Monday, August 15th. One of our parts of our meeting was Marlon Hartman came and gave us an update on the green organics. As I think we all know, the green organics has been sold and the new owners are Midwest Material Land Waste Company. So once they're up and running and they get their permits straightened out and so forth, the committee would like to schedule a time to go out and visit and see how things are going out there. We also had Megan Andrews and Jenny Wold came and gave us their reports. Dr. Tokars gave us an update on the NACO prescription program. And the committee finished up the review of the food protection ordinance and the water ordinance and the wastewater treatment ordinance that we're going to take a look at the COW meeting as well.
Okay. Any questions for Mrs. Gilmore? Mr. Davidson?
Mrs. Gilmore, what is going on up at East Beecher Road with the recycling the leaves and grass?
Yeah, that's the green organics. It was sold, and the new owners are getting things straightened out with their permits and so forth. So.
And they're going to take care of the fees plus the waste or whatever.
That's as far as we know, that's the plan, yes.
Okay.
We get to take a bus tour out there like mm-hmm. we did one time.
We can.
When mm-hmm. Suzanne Petrella was on the tour. Anything else?
No.
All right, now I need a motion for approval of the standing committee minutes.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Special committee report, KenCom Executive Board, Mrs. Gilmore.
Yes, thank you. Executive Board met on August 25th. We had our reports. We also gave a plaque to Scott Coster, who has left. He was on the board. He was on the ops board. He was also the treasurer of KenCom, and the board wanted to just say thank you and appreciate his service over the years. Also found out that for the second year in a row, the KenCom and Oswego Fire were awarded the Cardiac Run of the Year, which is quite an honor for to receive that award. And the dispatchers are honored at a dinner for that. That's the second year in a row, so we're really proud of them. And we also have finalized the backup agreement with Aurora Police Department. They are the backup to KenCom. That's
it. Any questions? Thank you. Housing Authority, Matthew.
Mr. Chairman, the Kendall County Housing Authority will meet later this month.
Historic Preservation, Mr. Worley.
We did not have a quorum. We did not meet, sir.
UCCI.
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council will have a September meeting the fourth Monday of this month. And in addition, our education seminar will be held in October in Springfield for all county board members interested in attending.
All right, now we'll move into the exciting chairman's report, and we'll start with appointments. Bill Ashton is chair, reappointed to the Planning Commission, 3-year term. Megan Andrews, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment of 3-year term. Bill Ashton, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment of 3-year term. John Church, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment, 3-year term. That nice John Shaw, Farmland Protection Commission, 3-year term. David Stewart, Farmland Protection Commission, reappointment, 3-year term. Nels Moe, Big Slough Drainage District, reappointment, 3-year term. Frank Carrero III, Public Aid Appeals, Little Rock Township, reappointment, 2-year term. Jim Detzler, Public Aid Appeals, Oswego Township, reappointment, 2-year term. Bob Walker, Public Aid Appeals, alternate, reappointment of, I believe that's Bristol Township, 2-year term, expired 2018. Second, discussion.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
With Mr. Bill Ashton, you're appointing him chairman. The board does not pick a chairman?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Copel?
Yes.
What's the total?
10-0.
Very good. All right, now, if we rip the page over. Executive session. Is there any need to go into executive session?
No.
Other business. Is there any other business to come in front of the board tonight?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to note the passing of our Veterans Assistant Commission Director, Steve Barrett, lost his fight with cancer a week ago Sunday. His wake was this Saturday, and they had a nice ceremony for him down at the Oswego Memorial. Steve was a great guy. He really helped the commission a bunch, and he's got a couple of of helpers down there now, and Chad and Olivia, who are going to carry, and one brand new vendor, are really going to carry this on. So he turned a corner, turned a page for us on this, and let me miss.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for bringing that up. Mr. Barrett was a Navy corpsman that served in both Vietnam and Desert Storm, I believe it was. He earned his stripes. Are there any citizens to be heard? Are there any questions from the press? Can I have a motion for adjournment?
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
New world record? Aye.
That was nice.
Even with my stomach.
Really? Yeah, very good.